Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mound Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello!
But for how long? Who knows?
Wow. Still saying that, are we? Still threatening that, are we? Yeah? Mm. Or should I say you're still dangling that carrot?
Listen, are you? If these guys lived in our house, they'd be saying, they'd be taking us to another room and saying, you should leave him.
Really? Do you think?
Yeah. After your debacle. I didn't want to talk about it.
You've talked about it straight away. So...
I'm so sorry. In my head, I was like, I'm not going to mention it.
Let's set the scene. So the scene is, it's the Easter holidays. We are recording this on the 3rd, April the 3rd. Is it Wednesday? I believe it's Wednesday the 3rd. Children sort of were a bit of a pain in the arse to get rid of today. Rafe didn't want to go to your mum's. Robin's going to like a holiday club thing.
Rafe's been really poorly.
He has. He's
all Easter really weekend. Bad. He's been really, he's had a horrendous stomach bug.
He's had the shits just, like nothing had, I've ever
he's
seen.
He's had diarrhea to the point where... I had to take him to hospital because he had blue in his poo. Blood in his poo. Rang 111, told them all the symptoms. That's some mad questions on 111. Not like, I think it's great. I think it's a very good service.
Well, they've got to ask because...
Mad questions though. Like,
I think it's because so many different people with so many different levels of knowledge on children, on health, on everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm not complaining. Yeah, but anyway.
But they've got to ask everything because they could be like, you know, I don't know. Well, oh, is he shaking? Well, yeah, but he's always shaking. Like, you know, like stuff like that. Like, they've got to cover everything. Yeah. But I get it. Yeah, it's mad.
But the lady was asking loads of questions. And then, because the reason I rang was because he had a little bit of blood in his poo, which was bad. And you think, oh, that's not good. And anyway, she was like, right, okay, it's come out that he needs an ambulance. And you know, when you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? It went for, he was just sitting, eating a pancake, the poor kid. And I'm like, oh. And then, but then.
When they say ambulance, you shit your pants.
Yeah, I shit my pants. But, and then I was like, okay, but. I said we would take him because I was like, I think it's quicker for us to take him. But then I was like, but then it puts it on you, doesn't it? I was like, if an ambulance comes, at least he's in an ambulance if anything horrific happens.
Yeah. Well, you always go to the worst with your child.
But then she said, yes, but the ambulance could take up to 2 hours. And I was like, how serious is this?
Well, I think they offer them for, A, to make sure you bring him to the hospital.
Yeah.
In case, you know, there's some parents out there who go, oh, fuck it, he's fine, he hasn't had shit for 5 minutes. I'll have a can of lager at 10 in the morning. Yeah. There is them kind of people.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And also, people who don't have cars. So of course, you could have went, I'll come, yeah, but we've got to get 3 buses and a metro.
And he's not well.
Yeah, so when they said the ambulance would be 2 hours, you quite rightly said, but I can drive him in 10 minutes. And she went, we'll do that then.
Yeah.
It's just something they offer. Again, they've got to offer across the board.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a little day out. killed a morning. And he's much better
bacteria,
now. But it was a very bad,
body, like a bowel
it was
infection.
A really bad bug, wasn't it?
Really bad.
We
really
didn't
bad.
Catch it, touch wood. Do you know how much, like, Dettol. God love Dettol.
Have you not seen? My hands are bleeding off washing them.
Yeah,
bleeding.
I was like, please do not let me catch this bug.
I, in the biggest twist of irony ever, my hands were bleeding so much when I was in the supermarket the other day. I bought the moisturiser for working hands.
Oh, I thought you bought that for me, brother. Is that
no,
for you?
No, it's literally like proper men who do work.
You do not join do us. Any sort of physical labour at
Bricklayers,
all.
Bricklayers, proper men. Like the builders working on your mum's house. They all use, and I'm like... I wash my hands too much because I don't want to get the poos. So can I have this working hand? Literally, they should have quizzed us at this till and not gave us that. I went, sorry, you do podcast and stand up every once in a blue moon. You fucking get out of here. You don't deserve this. Anyway, I've got that. So
sorry, just to let you all know, that's why we've had a bit of an
intense weekend.
Easter,
so everyone who kept saying it was have a nice Easter, raging, absolutely raging. Easter can fuck off. All bank holidays can fuck off. I know I'm in the minority, but I hate them. I feel like I should be. I feel pressure to do something, and I feel guilt that I'm not doing stuff, and everyone's doing things, and then also I feel massively left out because me bank holidays used to just be going out on the piss.
Oh, I know.
And they were fucking amazing. Can you remember? I'm sure we've talked about it before. The club in South Shields was called Avisa. Now it's Mambo's, the restaurant. Mm-hmm, really nice. Mm-hmm. But when it was a club, it used to open
from 2 o'clock. Yeah,
10. Ew. 10 in the morning on Good Friday.
I was never there from 10 o'clock in the morning.
It was amazing.
2 o'clock I was out, yeah.
God.
I know.
You go and you were there. You were in there hours. You were stotting drunk. You came out. It was still fucking bright light. It was like 2 in the afternoon. You were like, oh my God. So
I am at the minute. And listen, we love our kids so much. Like so much. I would die for my children. But do I miss me life? Yes.
Well, I think every single parent out there with young children can
yeah,
completely.
But we can. But I think a lot of people don't admit it.
Yeah, but you
and
do.
And that's
you know
fine
this.
Because we live in a world where you're made to feel shit. But I'm telling you, you're allowed to miss it, and I miss it.
Yeah,
I just miss like just the randomness and the spontaneity and of life. But at the same time, I love my kids. And
you wouldn't change it for the world. But I think
I wouldn't.
I remember Carla Johnson. I do miss it. When Carl's got a little daughter Lily. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when Sophie was pregnant. Mm-hmm. When Carl said it was what's it like, and I said the best way I can sum it up is it's shit but brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
The best way I can sum up parenting, it's shit but brilliant. It's shit but you're buzzing with it. Like at
it's
times,
it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. But
because I've never felt love like it, and I've never felt like I've never cried laugh like they make me laugh like I've never laughed before.
Yeah,
but then at the same time, it's so hard and it's so
absolutely.
It's like it's grueling and it's intense. But then I do think we've got quite intense children, which doesn't help.
Oh, our children are hugely intense.
Yeah.
And back to the crux of this that you weren't going to talk about, okay. But here we are. So backstory dealt with, here we go. Mm. So they wouldn't go anywhere this morning. We finally got Rafe away. And then Robin, as I'm packing his bag for his little holiday club, I opened
the
cupboard.
Thank God for holiday clubs, by the way.
Oh, holiday club. Whoop, whoop. I opened the cupboard and I got a little pack of crisps, little something like crisp things, shapes. And I went, here, Robin. I went, oh, look, last pack of crisps in the cupboard for your school club. Your mum was saving them, but it's the last pack of crisps. You're going to have to take these. And you.
No.
You.
Okay.
Mrs.
Right.
Went off it.
The from Marksies, right? They're like a salt and vinegar combo.
Again, stop spending good money in Marks and Spence. Christmas only.
I'm not having a bad word said against Marksies.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant, but it's a treat.
Well, that's what I took. Right, they were off the trip the other day when I went with Rafe. Mm. So, they're not a treat. It's slush. They're like
shapes.
You can get
they're
a big
like
pack, they're like random shapes,
yeah,
something like that. I really like them, right?
Yeah.
There was one packet left, and yesterday you tried to give them to Robin, and there was other stuff, and I said, can I keep them? I really like them.
Yep.
I would like to have them at some point, right? Bought them with my own money that I trudge out to work for.
Our money? You work from
home? Yes, fair enough, but it's still my money as well, right? Is it? Am I not allowed to own anything in this life? And this is the problem, right? So this is the problem. All I'm upset about is the fact that you were just so flippantly like, your mum wanted these, but there you go.
Okay.
Like I don't have any right over anything anymore.
Okay.
If you said
just
to me...
Just because your child needed... I could have got you some on the way back. It was just because your child needed crisps for his holiday club. That's all
don't
it was.
Don't even dare. He hadn't asked for any crisps at all.
I gave him crisps yesterday when he went. That's the only thing I thought he had. But then when he turned around and said, we don't need snacks, I was like, no bother. But you kept a hold of that argument until I went and dropped him off and I came back. Must have took us half an hour. You're still fuming when you came back and you dropped it and you've brought it back up on the podcast.
Because I just feel like I've lost my whole self.
Because of a pack of fucking crisps?
Yes.
I'll go and get you the big packet if you want. I'm not bothered.
No, because then I will eat them all in one sitting. But the thing is, I just... What point of life are you just... Like, just talking about when your life just passes you by. Like now, I'm not allowed to have anything in this house. Nothing is just
mine. Well, you are, because you kept them and they're yours.
You've got protein bars in the cupboard. No one touches them.
Robin absolutely takes a bite of every single
what
one
have you
I
had
have.
One left? Oh! Oh!
What?
The face has dropped. I can see your face and you better be honest here. Don't put your fingers out. So you I'm better be honest.
Now. Yeah.
You've got one protein bar left. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I say to Robin, oh, daddy wanted this, but there you go. Put it in your bag.
They literally do them at the shop around the corner. I'll pop the shop
you
and get one.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't believe that for a second.
And can we talk about the fact that you also claimed that I was gaslighting you? And that I didn't want you to have the crisps.
Oh, yeah, because you live like a monk now.
Yeah, but
and
you
don't eat anything. And you're looking down on me because I still eat crisps.
You claim that I didn't want you to have them for some kind of gaslight weight gain thing, which is so offensive because stop you yesterday.
True, though.
I didn't stop you when you, let's tell everyone.
No,
let's tell everyone.
Listen.
I wouldn't go for the crisps. I wouldn't start at the crisps. I would start somewhere else. I would probably start at yesterday afternoon where you bought two Easter eggs off our 8-year-old for £10. I swear to God, that's what you did, guys. That's what this whole thing's been building up to.
Listen.
Rosie Ramsey yesterday bought cash money off her 8-year-old child two Easter eggs for £10. No. Like a fucking Mr. Beast
hey,
video.
Hey, Robux. You got $9.99 Robux. And it was worth every penny.
He came downstairs and you were eating Easter eggs. I went, where did they come from? You went, I've just bought them off Robin. He went, Mam, here is £10 for two Easter eggs. I went, this is... I'm living in a lawless fucking wasteland.
Yeah, but I haven't ate them both. And you know for a fact, if he sees them, I'm going to have to hide them in my dressing room. Because if he sees them, he'll be like, I want them back. And I'll have to say, I bought them off you fair and square. And that'll turn into an argument that I can't be bothered to have.
You know, it's going to be really sad when I've got to give our son £5 to buy his own Easter egg back off his mum.
No, they'll be gone by then. They'll be gone by the end of the day.
Honestly.
I know, it was quite bad. See, Rafe, I can get away with eating Rafe's. Robin knows.
Oh, when they're little.
Robin
knows now. Yeah.
And I don't see anything. You nearly, did you, this morning when my mum came, you were like giving it the big and I was like, off her, shut up.
All right. Fucking hell.
Oh, I was like, shh.
God.
Stop it.
It's just a bit much though. Every,
why?
No, not for you. I mean, Easter for kids. Like every single relative and friend got the kids an Easter egg. Oh, did you? Because,
I didn't buy any for anyone.
I didn't get them. Fuck,
no, we've stopped doing that. It used to be worse. It used to be like when your friendship groups first start having kids and you buy for the kids, but then there ends up being 11 kids and you're we're not buying for these anymore and everyone agrees. So
no,
now we don't do anything.
We've covered this on the podcast, the cursed Christmas, when you and the other mums all decided not to buy anything for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cursed Christmas. I remember that.
It was a good idea.
The mother's meeting that you all had. Shall we just make sure every single one of our children gets one less present? Yeah, let's see. Because I can't be fucking arsed.
No, I can't be arsed either.
Yeah, good. There we go. So £10 for two Easter eggs. I wonder, how much would you buy a selection box off them for?
Oh, how long is it after Christmas?
Oh, it's February.
We'll start us off a number.
What do you mean?
It depends, because I could just go... There's something about Easter egg chocolate.
Right, okay.
That just really...
All right, here we go then. Okay, yeah. Oof, okay,
gets
okay,
me
okay.
Going in a good
so,
way.
So, it's February.
Yeah.
Right, it's night time.
Uh-huh.
You've just had some dinner.
Yeah.
Right, you've had something, you know, you've been really good. You've had like salmon
and
steamed vegetables.
A quinoa.
And you've had you've had no carbs.
Oh my God.
Nothing
okay.
like that. And you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And Robin comes down.
Am I poorly?
No, you're absolutely fine. You're just sitting watching the telly. Robin's been in his bedroom. He comes down and goes, Mam, you seen what I found in bedroom? This must be off Christmas.
Oh,
it's a full unopened advent calendar.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, that's the same kind of...
Yeah.
Right,
so he comes down and he goes, Mam,
okay,
how much are you going to pay us for this?
I mean, firstly, I'd say, you little twat. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Right.
Don't speak to your mother like that.
Great.
I'll give you £25.
£25? 20 went straight into 20.
I'd start off £2.
He says, nah. I think I'll just eat myself, and he just opens one of the windows and just hides one of the chocolates in his mouth.
Oh, God.
And you go, can I have at least one? He goes, nah.
Sounds like him.
Yeah. So, where are you going? 25 is not enough. How high are you going for this?
£25? I'm not going any higher than 25.
Oh, okay.
No,
so
I've got to teach
him
a lesson.
Okay, so
I'll
just
be devastated.
Right, he sits down and he starts eating them one by one, dead slowly looking at you. Mm. Don't worry, though. I go to the kitchen, I come over. Oh, look, I've got some 70% Coca dark chocolate for you.
Quite like that.
Ah, do you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So touch of sea salt.
Me and him are tucking... Nah, there's no salt on it. Me and him are tucking it at the advent calendar.
Yeah.
Hey, tell you what, Mummy. There's actually... What about 10? There's 10 little advent calendar chocolates. Here, we'll put them in a bowl for you. Shake them.
How much?
£50.
No. Not happening.
Okay.
No.
I'm just going to eat them in front of you then.
No. Why? Eat them in front of us?
£40?
No.
£30?
Maybe. But not... No. It's got to be... No, because I'm still trying to teach me children... By the way, should we go into the actual podcast and we'll talk about other stuff?
Okay then, yeah. Oh, that's a good cliffhanger. Hey, stay tuned for other stuff.
It's about YouTube.
Oh, great. Oh, God.
Just know about just YouTubers now. We've banned it again. We keep letting
it
back in real life.
We're banned it again. Wait for the jingle and hear why. God almighty. But before we go to the jingle, obviously, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. First of all, thanks. It's episode 263. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. We do love you. Obviously, click like or subscribe or follow or whatever the fuck it is on your podcast things. Again, I don't really know why, but apparently it's a good thing. But it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Rosie, you listening?
I am.
This week's lucrative sponsor is something that's happened to me a few times in life. Might happen to you. You know, it's just one of them things. Happens now and then. Maybe you can relate. It's this week's lucrative sponsor is... waiting outside the chemist for it to open.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I've never done that.
Loads of times. Look, I've only dropped off Rafe at nursery, right? And I've only asked you to pop in to get some Bonjela or maybe some suppositories for you.
Stop telling them that they're for me. If you tell anybody else that works in a shop that you are buying and yourself for me, I'm going to lose my mind.
Excuse me, mate. Where's the and yourself for the wife? That's it. Just on the end. Just for the
actually.
Nah, not really. I used to. I have a few times. You're a bit more famous now. I can't really get away with it as much.
No, and I mean, listen, I've just never had piles before.
Yeah.
I really don't think I would deal well with piles.
You have quite loose poos. Look, there's too much anyway. Listen, too much.
Oh, mate, I've got some sort of IBS. When people are like, yeah, I've got a really bad tummy, I've had diarrhea, I'm like, oh, I have it 3 times a week. Is that not normal? Like.
No.
Apparently not.
I don't know. If I have diarrhea, I'm in a bad way. If I have diarrhea, it upsets me.
Mate.
Really affects me.
I had it the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, the reason it's the sponsor is because you might be standing outside. I stand outside the chemist. I've dropped the bane off. I'm just waiting for it to open. It's 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes until Boots opens. And I'm only going in to get some Bonjela or whatever. But I feel
You're there for your methadone.
I feel like I'm queuing for my drugs. And people walk past and they're like, ugh. And I imagine they're going, ugh, look at him. I'm like, I'm just getting the Bonjela and yourself for the wife. I'm not doing the drugs.
Listen, just feels, I wouldn't judge you if you were.
I suppose, yeah. But no, I'm not going to turn to the drugs just yet.
Not yet.
Jingle, then you hear about why we're fall out with YouTube again.
Are you allowed to talk about drug addict on a podcast anymore?
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
I think you're allowed to say it's probably not great to be a drug addict. I think that's okay.
Is it? God, I don't know.
Or is it brilliant now? Is that brilliant as well? Oh, hey, look, don't upset you. Oh, brilliant. Go on, stick it in your oof. Oh, veins in your arm run out. Find one in your foot. Oh, good on you. I'm sorry, I'm not living
as
in that
long
world.
As you're happy. As long as you're happy.
I'm not having
it. You're not allowed to put happiness on anyone.
Oh, no, don't put happy. Don't pressure people to be happy.
Don't pressure people to be happy. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, as long as you're healthy. Don't pressure them to be healthy. Oh, fuck it all. We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back. We didn't say it before, but hope you're all okay. Having a nice little...
Nice, yeah. Hope you had a lovely Easter.
Did you have a great Easter? No, I didn't have a great Easter. What are we talking about? It was a Friday, it was a Saturday, it was a Sunday, and then it was a Monday when I needed Anusol and everywhere was fucking shut. I couldn't get Anusol, right?
Done it again, though. Done it again. We've commercialised another thing massively.
Oh, yeah, it's huge, isn't it? Yeah.
When I was a kid, Easter, I was Catholic, actually, so it was a bigger thing. You went to church and whatever.
Right.
But it was just on the Sunday you ate chocolate, not... This whole, people have turned into this whole,
oh,
like,
every other
thing.
Person I spoke to, there was Easter egg hunt every day. We're doing Easter egg hunt every day.
Christ.
We did an Easter egg hunt in the garden for the kids. It was fucking carnage.
From the dead.
It was carnage, that Easter egg hunt. They were fucking screaming at each other. Rafe didn't know where the eggs were. He was kicking off.
Because he had the shit, bless him.
Yeah. Robin was going to find them, and then they found them all. They didn't even like them that much. They left them outside in the bucket. They were fucking melted. They all melted in the sun. I mean, at least we got the sun. That was quite nice.
We did. That was a nice day.
But listen.
Do you know what it is, actually? Right, I'll tell you right now. I think with us. In England, I think we're all just miserable and bitter because the weather's shit.
It's just always shit.
Sorry if this is a bit dour, but it's pissing down with rain today.
Again.
But the other day it was sunny and we were
buzzing.
High as a kite.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so.
I'll tell you what I'm not buzzing about.
What?
This is a thought I was having for years now, because every time I go to my mum and dad's house, I drink out of a certain cup that I got in an Easter egg years ago. Why don't they do mugs in Easter eggs anymore?
I'm sure they do.
Every single Easter egg back in the day... You got a mug.
A free mug, yeah.
It was and now I drink more tea and coffee than I did when I was 6.
Yeah.
No mugs.
No, I don't know.
None. There were so many amazing different novelty mugs you got.
Yeah.
I got a Mario one, I got a Sonic one, I got a Kit Kat one.
They were a lot more exciting back in the day, weren't they?
Shite now.
Well, it's because we're kids, Chris.
But why is there no mugs? Why is there no mugs?
Or cereal bowls.
Cereal bowls were a good thing as well. You got free. Can you remember the toys used to get free in cereal as well? Or is that to stop kids wanting cereal? Fucking hell. Robin had the Rugrats on the other day. I remember when it was either Frosties
you
or someone.
You did used to get toys in them?
Mate,
they
Frosties
were the special
or someone,
ones, though, because it didn't happen very often.
Oh, well, my mate across the road got them. I didn't get them. But Frosties or someone did the pencil toppers of the Rugrats, and you could get the full set of the Rugrats, and the pencil toppers were like, they were amazing. They also did ones when the movie The Mask came out. There was a mask pencil topper.
Okay. Oh. I feel like my mom, as a mom of three, couldn't buy those cereals because there would have just been a fight.
You wouldn't have got that. No. But I remember looking for the toy in the cereal. Mm. I remember in the adverts, they would open it.
Was it inside the packet?
Yes, inside the packet, in its own little plastic packet.
Gross.
Inside the packet. No, but in the adverts, they pour it out and they go, oh, and it falls in the bowl. And they go, oh my God. You go, fuck off. I'm elbow deep in that fucking way. In the car on the way home from Asda.
Again, choco cornflakes. They came back for a bit, you know, but I didn't see them anyway.
Again, it's the health thing in it, but the fucking shit we ate when we... Ricicles. Remember Ricicles?
Oh my God, get in my face.
Ricicles were unbelievable. Even as a child, I remember one bowl of Ricicles. At the end, I was like, bit much that, bit sweet that.
Never. Bit sweet never. That. Oh, yeah.
Our comedy Frosties are still on the shelves.
Oh, I fucking adore Frosties.
Oh, amazing. Unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. It's like having a fucking... It's like having a sticky toffee pudding.
It is Easter holidays, actually. I might get a badder box of cereal.
A badder box?
A badder box.
A bad box of cereal. A badder box, like a naughty
of
cereal.
Box. Naughty box.
A naughty box of cereal.
Yeah, what do you fancy?
Oh.
How are you? Right. Oh, you're twatting out. What do you want? Crunchy nut cornflakes?
Just get me some All Bran.
Oh, God.
I'll treat myself. Oh, I'll treat myself a bit of All Bran. Yeah, go on. No, I'll treat myself to some oats. Get me some oats.
Oh, I hate you.
How much protein's in All Bran?
What do you want if I get a naughty box? Robin likes the Jaws ones from B&M's.
Yeah, Jaws. You like Spider-Man from Asda as well.
Spider-Man, they're quite nice.
My question is, when there's only one bowl's worth left in that box, how much are you going to buy that bowl off him for?
God's sake. I've started something now, haven't I? And the thing is, our Robin's so fucking clever. He's going to now start like...
Oh, he's so clever.
He's going to buy stuff and then sell it to me.
Oh, and then you'll go, well, Robin, can I buy that box of Frosties off you? And he'll be like, yeah. And you'll open them and you'll realise he's cut them with normal cornflakes.
Yeah, no, he would.
Like a drug dealer.
He actually would. Babadoo, 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 ba. Also, YouTube. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it just in the intro. We've got rid of it again. Honestly, it's like... It's just ridiculous. The parenting minefield I feel like we have to go through now is such a crop of shit, and I'm so sick of it. And I know it's our responsibility. I'm not trying to blame anyone, but at the same time, oh, God, there's just too much choice and it's driving my children mad, and then we have to deal with the repercussions of our children's madness. So
it's because it's not, again, I've talked about it before, it's because it's not...
on demand,
it's not regulated.
It's on demand,
so it's doom scrolling, and it's like you can just see what you want, and it's not regulated, and it's just every YouTube video is just fucking pricks screaming. Everything's over the top. Everything's dialed up to 11. Oh my God, he's got one! And you're like, oh fucking hell, guys!
It's like watching 9 hours of Funhouse. Yeah, I like Funhouse was only on for half an hour.
Yeah, but just the bit where they're looking for the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just 9 hours of just the bit where they're looking for the stuff in the house. The end game of screaming. Uh-huh. It's like watching 9 hours of screaming.
Oh, my God, this dude. Oh, God. Shut up.
Yeah. And then reaction videos. He watches reaction videos of some fucking dick sitting there reacting to something.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not dicks. I'm sure, you know, I've always said YouTubers deserve the money they get because the hours that they put in and the editing that they do, they put a lot of stuff in. But I just want my kid to watch them when he's a bit older.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're alright. I'm sure they're nice kids, right? But I just want my
kid
to watch
them.
Well,
yes, they are,
older.
But at the same time, they keep saying holy cow.
They do say holy cow.
And Jesus. And it's Kanye's.
On Easter. On Easter
Sunday. There's little kids. Not little, because obviously Rafe wouldn't watch that. But Robin's only 8. Mm. And that's meant to be...
I'm sure the argument is that they might have put... That's on adult YouTube.
I know,
they
so
might,
it's up
it
to
might
us.
Be 12
so
plus.
There
it's
you go.
Our fault.
Well, anyway, we'll ban it again because he was watching this one today of this YouTuber. And he was painting a full school, right? Which actually was mint. Mm. But they kept saying, holy cow. And then every now and again, he would just give kids like $1,000. And I was like, this is disgusting. Like, why is this teenager just giving out money to kids? What the actual... And then Robin,
I said, Robin, this is so disgusting
and it's so weird. And I said to Robin, I was like, you do understand that we don't live in a world where people just have money. And he's like sticking up for the bloke that he doesn't even know on the screen. And he's literally like, he's a nice guy. He's just giving people money. And I'm like, that's not the real world.
Yeah.
The real world is not just some kid with blue hair giving everyone fucking $1,000. It was actually gross. Like, I can't, I've just...
Yeah.
I'm hormonal, maybe a court is in a really weird mood, but no, I was like, I don't want my child watching this young man.
It doesn't sit right
money.
With me. Some of Mr. Beast's videos are really creative, really clever, and obviously does some of them stunts where he's fucking healing people's blindness and that.
Yeah.
You can't slag him off for that. it's the flippancy in which they give out $10,000 and I want to go, Robin, do you know how many times in your life someone's going to come and give you $1,000 for nothing?
Never.
Fucking never.
Never.
Son.
And I can guarantee you're probably never going to be in a position where you're going to be able to do that. I mean, yeah. If you are, great.
And if you are, if you are, and I catch you giving one of your gimp fucking mates £1,000 for doing something on Minecraft, I'm going to put my foot through your fucking computer.
I just personally, right? Like you say with Mr. Beast, if he's helping people who really need it, I don't find the giving out the money necessary.
Yeah.
I find it, and maybe that's a British thing. I don't know whether that's like a working class British thing of like,
yeah.
I find it really gaudy and I don't want my child.
We are sort of quite reserved.
I just don't
want
to watch it. Yeah, we don't really talk about money.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just find it odd. And then I kept saying, holy cow. At one point, the lad slapped the lass over the head. Oh, and I'm just like, this is not... Nobody's regulating this shit.
No one's regulating.
And I feel terrible because we're creators. It's adults.
Yeah,
we do this
we
for
this
adults.
Kids.
This is not...
Yeah.
And I think children. So anyway, we're back on monitoring it. And it's not all bad and it's not going to be... dinner. Just insane. And did you spot when you give that kid? So this kid randomly sat down at school and there was an iPhone 12 in his pencil case, right? And this kid was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And they were like, what are you going to do?
Crying.
He was crying. But did you know what they said? They went, what are you going to do with that iPhone 12? He went, oh yeah, I'm going to keep it for when my iPhone 10 breaks. Yeah. I was like, oh God, he's literally already got a top of the range phone and you just fucking just give him another one. And this is the world we live in.
It was
I'm gonna keep
minging.
It for when my iPhone 10 breaks.
Yeah, it was minging.
Yeah.
But I think it's just the sort of consumerist, sort of capitalist thing of the American videos, and just it's just like parents out there. Does your kid ever hang around with another kid, and that kid's a bit intense and annoying, and your kid comes home and acts a bit like that kid, and it takes a while to decompress them? Well, YouTube is basically them hanging around with that kid in their own eyes, fucking on a loop forever.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm sick of it.
The end of each to their own. Mm. If you're fine with it and if your kid is fine, then that's fine. But
there's kids out there who can get told to put their iPad down, they put it down, they walk away,
no.
And it's fine. You've got that kid, fair play to you.
Our
well
eldest child, Robin, is a sponge. He is and literally to the point where he's defending people on YouTube.
He was just gave those teachers like $10,000 each. I was like, that doesn't happen. I was like, that's madness. That's crazy. And Robin actually turned and went, teachers have got a hard job, you know, Dad. I was like, I'm not saying teachers don't have a hard job.
They deserve that money, you know, Dad.
Kid,
yeah, but it's
not real. It's not realistic what's happening.
Well, I listened to something. I watched it on Instagram. And it just said.
And that's another thing he said. You said, I don't want you watching YouTube all the time. And he went, well, you watch Instagram.
I know.
Plank,
and that's when
I
brought out the nearly 40 card then. You're 37. I said, I am nearly 40 years old, Robin. I can do whatever I want. When you are nearly 40 years old, you can do whatever you want. But right now you are 8 years old and you cannot do what you want. I went full Sandra Winter. This is the last thing I'm going to say.
Is it bad that I hid £1,000 in his school bag for him to open at his holiday club?
Horrendous.
Oh, okay.
So I watched something on Instagram a little while ago that said children, nowadays children, because they consume so much information, they do not know what is real and what is fake.
Okay.
In life.
Yeah.
I'm not bullshitting you here. They find it really, really difficult to know what's real and what's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because they watch so many like prank videos, they watch so much stuff and they don't, so they
edited
have no,
videos,
they don't
CGI.
Really have much concept of like danger and it's bad, it's really bad.
Yeah.
So that's just our thinking of it and hope you are navigating the hellhole that is parenting in the really modern digital age.
You're listening to the UK's top comedy podcast, Shock Married Annoyed.
Yeah.
Comedy.
No, comedy. I'm going to bring you right back to real life now. Something that I never, ever thought I would see. Yesterday, I was just chatting to Chris whilst he was at the sink. he was clearing out the fridge because he had loads of like pots. What was it like barbecue from pizzas and that? Like barbecue, the leftover chutneys and all that crap.
Pizza dips from like the leftover sort of Domino's and the ones I get from the shop. They've gone out of date. So obviously I don't just throw them in the bin. I empty the garlic sauce out. Yeah. Etc. And I recycle the pot after I've cleaned it.
Of course you do.
Captain Planet.
He's a hero.
Got solar panels now.
You have got solar panels. Mm-hmm. Then well done.
Thank
really,
you.
Really good for you. So I saw something that I didn't think I'd ever see, and that was you emptying out a pot of hummus with your bare hands.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Like Winnie the Pooh getting honey. Oh my God, it was awful to watch. Why didn't you just tap it against the bin? Or get like a bit of kitchen roll? Before.
It's too gloopy, that very good hummus. That's from Sainsbury's. It's amazing. It's not Sainsbury's own brand. It's got
the posh one. What's it called? God,
I don't know, but it's got like little bits. It's got little
sometimes
seeds.
Sometimes it has a bit of oil on the top. Olive oil on top. It's nice,
Oh God, it's phenomenal. But So I tapped on the side. I've done that numerous times, made that mistake. You just stand there tapping it for ages like you're auditioning for Stomp. It doesn't come out. And I thought, what's the point in dirtying a spoon? And my hands were already wet. And you were looking. And I went, do you want any of this? So I thought I just took the moment really and just, yeah. And I didn't think it would affect you as much as it did, but you were looking God!
So I'm funny with touching stuff like... I wouldn't have been able to
scoop the whole lot out and then flicked it in the
bin. I wouldn't have been able to touch that. I would have had to get a bit of kitchen roll.
It wasn't fun.
Do it with a kitchen roll.
Can't plan it. I don't waste kitchen roll. Don't waste kitchen roll. Don't dirty utensil I don't have to dirty. So jeez, your hands are the best utensil. So there you go.
I don't waste kitchen roll. Have you noticed that? I wash my hands.
Sounds like you're about to just
I wash my hands and then I dry them on a bit of kitchen roll, but I will keep them bits of kitchen roll all day.
I told you years ago about Carl Hutchinson when I had a row with him when I lived with him, when he got a pizza box. He got frozen Goodfellas pizza box out of the freezer and there was frost from the freezer on top of the pizza box. Mm. And he got, I'm not kidding, 6 or 7 bits of kitchen roll.
Yeah.
Wiped the frost off the box, threw the kitchen roll in the bin, took the pizza out of the box, threw the box in the bin. It's madness.
So you just wasted kitchen roll.
Wipe the frost with 6 bits, like so much kitchen roll, like yeah. With a fucking duvet,
yeah.
And then threw that away, then threw the box immediately, and I went, what the hell are you doing? Madness. You
should see my brother when he used to wipe his bum with more kids, man.
Aye.
Hey, my God.
Piles of it.
Oh my, so much toilet roll. My mum would go off it, like he would literally just thing it around his hand like that.
God.
Tiny little wipe, and hardly anything, and then he would do it again.
Oh, God.
He didn't give a shit.
Literally.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef? Listen, I genuinely thought you were going to leave that hummus thing to the beefs. So I'm absolutely, enthralled to see what your beef is with me because I've been a bloody gem this week.
Gem. Never. Do you know what? I don't have any beefs, but I've got a couple of icks.
Oh.
Okay. About you.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
So it's nice to go, I haven't got anything about your personality, but just things why I don't find you attractive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so,
come on then.
We had a little game of Monopoly the other day.
Oh yes, we did. Oh, yes, we did.
Robin wanted to play Monopoly. Mm-hmm. Robin played Monopoly for about 20 minutes and then fucked off. So, yeah. That was fun. Went to go and watch Lads Giving Out £1,000.
It's very similar to Monopoly, I suppose.
It is, actually. Chris and I kept playing because I really got into it.
We kept playing because you started winning and you were like, let's keep playing. I was down. I had nothing. I was on the bones of my arse.
But then you did very well and you ended up winning. Back. Just a couple of icks that I've got that I've just wrote down. So we were up at the ends of the table. And yes. It was a bit of a stretch to move your own pieces, wasn't it?
Yes.
So you would move mine when it was on your side of the board. You never let me move yours. Not once.
Didn't trust you.
Isn't that weird, though?
Well, who was winning and who wasn't? Business.
You wouldn't let me do yours, so that was one ick. Right. The other ick, I've only got two here. The next ick was every time you landed on something that you owned, you said, there's no place like home. Every time, Chris. Every time.
So that was my mantra. So every time I landed on something that, obviously it was something I owned, so I didn't have to pay you any rent, so it was my place, no place like home. Yeah. I say you've missed another one out that I knew was annoying you.
Which one?
So I had a hell of a stint in jail, which at a certain point...
You got out of jail, you wouldn't have your piece inside of the little jail. It had to be on the Just Visit.
The jail was at your side, and I was like, so move us to Just Visit. And you were like, no. And I was like, you move us to Just Visiting. And why?
Why? Because you're just visiting.
Optics. That's what I kept saying. And I thought you would bite quicker. Obviously, if anyone who's watched Succession Business, it's all about optics, all about how it looks.
I was too fixated on the fact that every time you landed on something, you said there's no place like home.
Tell you what, when you own a certain portion of the board on Monopoly, when you're, you know, about a third or so, two-thirds into the game, going to jail's fantastic.
Yeah, because then you don't have to pay.
You can have three shots. You don't have to land at anything.
The way we played Monopoly the other day, I've never played it like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because you're playing with the big dogs now. You're playing with the tycoons.
I've never had to pay for when I've landed on something.
And what?
That's actually the whole aim of the game, isn't it?
What the fuck have you been doing?
I just think we've gone round and just bought stuff but never had to pay any rent.
Oh, you mean Snowflake Monopoly?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly,
just stay there for free. It's fine. Peace and love. Welcome to the fucking real world. That's why you got taken apart.
And that's why I was so shocked when normally I end up with like loads of money.
Because you're so cheating. Who the fuck have you been playing this with?
I haven't, hand on heart, I haven't really played since I was about Robin's age with my cousins at my Nana Margaret's house.
And you just
Victoria
bought,
and Ian.
So what was the point in buying stuff?
I don't know. To be honest
with you. God.
And I used to always be the banker and I would cheat.
Oh, God.
I cheated all the time.
I would not trust you to be the banker.
No, I would cheat. Not what, now.
When me and Robin played the other week, he asked to be the banker and I laughed in his face. Mm-hmm. I was like, absolutely not.
I cheated.
Shit you watch on YouTube, you just be giving money away.
I used to cheat all the time.
I can imagine.
What's your beef with me?
My beef with you is...
careful, because I'm due on and I'm your hormonal.
Oh, fuck off.
Please.
No.
Be nice.
No mercy. Just like Monopoly, no mercy. my beef with you is... You keep asking me to order wardrobe doors from IKEA.
Oh, yes, please.
You say yes, please. And then I say, okay, what kind do you want? And you go, I'll have a look. And then you don't look. The next day, I get it in the neck because I haven't ordered your doors yet. And I say, okay, what kind do you want? And you go, I'll have a look. And you don't look or tell us. And it goes on and on and on. And you are a person who orders so many things online. Why do I have to order them? You fucking order them.
I don't know what size I need. I don't know if they're the big wardrobes or the littler wardrobes.
They are the littler ones. There's two sizes.
Tell us what size
they
are.
There's two sizes. They're the littler ones.
Give it, what size is it? Tell us and I'll write it down. What's the littler ones?
There's two.
Okay. I'm going
to. Oh. Not the big ones. Not the big ones.
All right, okay. Oh, let me just type in the IKEA. IKEA wardrobes, not the big ones.
No, just go on.
I'm typing it in. What's? Here we go. IKEA wardrobe doors. What size? Not the big ones.
Okay.
What are they? Doesn't say.
Bollocks, I reckon it definitely
packs,
said.
Wardrobe doors with hinges, right? Yeah. Reject all, I don't want you. Fucking cookies! Oh, my God. Why every website? Which ones do I want? Right, okay.
Not the big ones?
No, okay. Oh, them are nice. Ahem. Sorry, everyone. I'll have the ones that I had in the last house. I'll have Flisbergy. No, don't they have pine ones now? What?
Flisbergy.
66 wardrobe doors. I'm going to have to take a time. But I don't know what size
okay.
they are.
Okay, yep, there it is. So, I take it back.
Tizer doll are
yeah,
nice as
I
well.
Take it back to stop asking me to do it. Right? Oh, and this goes back. I tell you what this goes back to.
I do everything else.
This goes back
I want
to.
Flisbergy.
This goes back to the point of initially, you got above your station. and you thought you could be one of those people that you saw on Pinterest who had wardrobes without doors on, and you're a fucking slob, and you can't.
Yeah, it's bad. It's
there
horrible.
It is. You so saw I someone want... on Pinterest, and it was all, it had been all laid out. Oh, and there had been one bag on that shelf. Oh, and there had been a pair of pristine shoes on that shelf. Oh, and there had been inner lighting. Oh, and then some two pairs of pants would have been hanging out, and you'd have thought, I'll be that person. You're not that person.
I'm not.
You're a very much pile of clothes on the floor, kick them into a wardrobe and shut the door.
Yes.
We'll order your own fucking doors.
50 by 195?
I don't, the littler ones.
Oh, the don't suit if the little or the big, the true. Oh, so it's the smaller of the two sizes.
There it is.
I'm going by price. These
you've
are
just worked it out. You've just worked it out. The smaller of the two sizes, the littler ones.
Choose right. Size.
Good luck with that.
Right, guys. Okay, so 50 by 195 or 50 by 229. So the 190, are the smaller, are definitely
gonna,
smaller.
Oh, I'm going to stop the recording because this is painful.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public. 4 flisbergays have been ordered.
I'm just trying to calm down, calm myself down. Sorry, but I'm so sorry about that, everyone. Yeah. I'm really sorry. Why do you still listen to this? I wouldn't listen to this, honestly. What's her?
It is very much the mental breakdown.
She's due on our rag.
Yeah.
She just shouted at everyone.
Yeah.
Gosh, anyway, here we are.
Four flisbergays are, you know, whisking their flisbergay in their way here, and everything's cool.
IKEA wardrobes, man. Oh,
yeah, they're pretty cool. Like.
Beautiful.
So, Thank you so much for everything you sent to us, all of the questions, all of the icks, all of the stories, the would you rather, absolutely everything you send. Like we've said before, this podcast would not be what it is without you wonderful people. It would just be, I mean, the whole of it would just be the arguing that we've been doing for half an hour or so. So, let's just have some... Let's have some input by you wonderful people. And if you want to send anything in at all, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you.
Just quickly though, IKEA, if you are listening, Where have your gherkins gone?
Oh yeah, they're selling them.
They've stopped doing them?
Yeah.
They've just stopped doing them. We don't sell them anymore.
Don't sell them.
Why?
Yeah. Maybe husbands across the land got sick of watching their... I mean, you were doing it yesterday, actually. You've got a different gherkin dealer now where you get your gherkins from. And I was having a conversation with you yesterday, and you were just drinking gherkin juice straight from the jar.
It's actually really good for your stomach. Although, actually, that might be why I should
constantly got shit. Might not be.
Maybe it's not good.
I can't work out what would be worse because you drink it from the jar, but sometimes you drink it like
I don't drink it from the jar.
You do it with a little teaspoon.
I do it with a little teaspoon.
Okay, so you put that's even worse.
I don't drink it from the jar.
Because you put the teaspoon in, and then you put the full teaspoon in your mouth, and you suck it, getting your saliva all over it, and then you dip it back in. No one else can have them gherkins now.
Nobody else eats them.
Now and then, in a chicken wrap, I like a little bit of gherkin. If we're having burgers, I'll have a little bit of gherkin.
Right.
Yeah. Not with your play, I'll allow them though.
Oh.
Monkey.
Oh, all right then. Honestly. Next time you want any sort of business.
Aye.
I'll be absolutely not partaking in that. Because how you know, right. Saliva.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't want your fanny all over my food either. So there you go.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Listen to the podcast with the revenge dessert has reminded me of a little tale.
I was I was in the supermarket the other day and I saw a gatto and I thought about that. Fucking disgusting.
Next time you gaze at a gatto, get that gatto in your basket.
Absolutely not. I've never bought a gatto. I'm not going to start now. No chance.
You're ill.
Stupid thing. Get rid of them. We don't need them. We've got cakes. We've got ice cream. We don't need some kind of bastardized mix. Get rid of them. Get them in the bin. Uninvent
it's
them.
Mousse, actually.
Uninvent them. Mousse is pointless. Uninvent them.
My aunt works with an 80-year-old woman.
Right.
We will call her Brenda.
Fair play if she's still working, like.
Brenda's husband passed away a few years ago, and ever since, her stepdaughter, we will call her Hilda, no idea of her actual name, has been a complete bitch to her.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Hilda and family and Brenda all live in Nottingham, but Hilda's husband works in Birmingham.
Okay.
The week before Valentine's Day, Brenda and her mate, also in her 80s.
Sorry, Brenda's the old one.
Brenda is the elderly lady.
Yeah, Brenda's the elder lady.
Hilda is her
stepdaughter. And Hilda's husband works in Birmingham. Right.
Well done.
Got you. Sorry, I completely just freaked out there.
The week before Valentine's Day, Brenda and her mate, also in her 80s, drove the 90-minute journey to Birmingham to post a Valentine's Day card from a Birmingham post box.
Ooh.
The card was addressed to Hilda's husband, wishing him happy Valentine's Day from an unknown person.
Shut up.
I'm not.
That's amazing.
The genius behind this being that the card will be marked as coming from Birmingham, and Hilda will now think her husband is having an affair with someone from Birmingham.
Oh!
I'm gutted we won't get to find out what happens, but you can only imagine the turmoil in that house.
You sneaky little octogenarians.
And I also feel slightly sorry for the husband.
Wow.
Yeah. We were.
Wow.
Be funny if that's he is amazing. Actually having an affair and he's like, oh my God.
Oh, that's dreadful. It's deceitful. Mm-hmm. It's, oh, fair play.
I know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just listened to the latest episode where Chris's beef was the fact that Rosie had accidentally nearly killed one of his mates by offering him a taste of her tea containing peanut satay.
Yep.
True story. But as he's allergic, he thankfully realised in time and didn't sample the delight. And it was a delight, actually. I put some in the freezer. I might take one out for my tea. Great. Oh, no, we've got HelloFresh, actually.
Do you know that the same friend went for a curry in a curry house that I will not name.
Mm.
He went and he told them he was allergic to nuts and they gave him his food and there was nuts in it. He didn't know and his full on lips and everything swelled up.
Oh, God.
And they didn't even take it off the bill. They gave him a new one without nuts in, told him to calm down. And then he was like, well, I'm not paying for it. And they're like, no, you have to. It's on the bill. They made him pay his full bill. I was like, you're a fucking nutcase. I'd have flipped the table over and
Jesus.
Left.
Jesus.
Yeah, made him pay his full bill.
Not good. This reminded me of the day my sister gave my daughter a spoonful of the tea she was cooking whilst we were visiting her.
Oh.
Now, my daughter, who was about 12 at the time, is also allergic to peanuts and has an EpiPen to carry in the event of a severe reaction. Has he got an EpiPen?
Yes. Mm. Honestly, genuinely, there's a lot in comedy and in popular culture, people take the mick out of nut allergies. What a unfortunate allergy to have.
Yeah.
Because they are in so many things. I know. Try and go sweet. Sweet, but sort of behave yourself. Does that make sense? So, like, if you're going for a sweet treat, but you're not just going to have, like, you know, a bar of chocolate, you want to go a little bit healthier.
Uh-huh.
Down your tracker bar, no chance. Your sort of breakfast bar, no chance.
There's a child in Robin's school who's got a nut allergy, so you can't send anything in at all.
Yeah, when you
talk... It gets complicated.
You've sent me the shop before and said, get them some snacks for school, but make them a bit healthy. It's fucking impossible.
I know.
Fruit! Or nothing.
Yeah, and Robin does actually love nuts. Oh, I gave Rafe a pistachio nut the other week, did I tell you?
No.
I was on the edge of my bloody seat.
Really?
He was fine, aye. He was absolutely fine. Anyway, right, here we go. The daughter's got an EpiPen, okay?
Yep.
The vegetarian curry her auntie was preparing was offered to her alone to sample as she had decided she too was going to be vegetarian.
Right.
Here, try this. It's delicious, my sister proclaimed.
Oh, God.
Several minutes later, my sister had a moment of clarity. Oh, shit! I put peanut butter in the curry! Oh, God! I didn't think! Sorry! All that stuff. Now, my sister is a beauty therapist and has a room in her house she uses as a treatment room.
Mm.
Can anyone else hear that noise? Asked my daughter, as me and my sister were looking at each other and at my daughter for any immediate signs of a reaction. Now, one of the feelings of a severe allergic reaction is an impending sense of doom.
Oh.
I didn't know that. No, what can you hear? We asked. Angels singing, she replied.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. She thinks she's dying.
Oh.
What? We said. Heaven, she answered.
Sorry.
She can hear heaven. Looking at each other and starting to worry, my sister had another moment of clarity. Coming from her treatment room was the tranquil music she plays to help relax her clients. Hearing this and knowing she'd been fed a spoonful of the thing that makes her severely react, my daughter did in fact think she was dying. Everything turned out all right in the end. After
dreadful.
We reassured her it wasn't the death march Angels. She was hearing and the antihistamines worked their magic.
Oh, there my God. Did I ever tell you that I almost got put unconscious the other day at BJJ and I heard a gong that no one else heard?
Oh, Jesus. No, you have not told me. I'm glad. Why are you waiting on here where I can't, you know, no one can see me eye rolls here?
Right.
Happened?
Yeah. I mean, very much implied. Everyone knows that you're doing it. You know, it's very much, yeah.
What happened?
So we're doing triangle chokes, which is where you get your legs around someone's neck and one arm in. Mm-hmm. So they end up like this.
Awful.
And you're around that armpit and the neck and you push. It's like a blood choke. So the lad on the bottom, he wasn't nipping. So you've got to lift your hips and you've got to essentially get the back of your knee to bite on their neck. It's called to get a bite, get your first bit on. And you can actually finish a triangle with one leg.
Mm.
So you got it and he didn't get the bite and I kept going, so you haven't got the bite here. And he was like trying again and again. And he finally got the bite and he was like, is that it? And I was like, that's it.
Mm.
And then the coach came over and started explaining something and while he had the bite on my neck and I went, lads, lads, lads. And I had to like push his leg off and I just heard like, whoa, like a gong. And I went, did anyone else hear that? I went, what was that? And there's a builder in the corner doing a bit of work. It's a new gym. And I went, did he just drop something? Did you hear that loud, like, gong, that bang? And they were like, no. And I was like, oh. So I was literally, and I went all dizzy head, like, dizzy. But I heard a gong that wasn't there because I was just about to pass out.
I watched a story the other day saying that a lot of people who've had near-death experiences hear a gong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a big, loud gong.
I'm totally bullshitting you.
That's right.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
I did. I heard a gong.
In your entire life.
I heard a gong.
The gong of death.
The temple. The temple they were calling us back.
If only you'd been in the front of the tent. Oh, God. The house would have been paid off and everything. Oh, there you go. I'm joking.
House gets paid off if I die.
Yeah.
And if you die.
Oh, yay.
My love.
Right. Stop it. Oh, we're joking, guys. I'm so sorry. That's hey, not nice look, to say.
You've got to joke about these things.
You do have to joke. But genuinely, please just stop. I'm not saying stop it. I think it's great that you do it. But just be careful.
We really hurt
your shoulder and it's just
yeah,
like...
Yeah, my shoulder's still fucked. I've been off for 2 weeks. I could cry. A week and a half I haven't been to BJJ and it's really affecting us mentally. I need to go back so much. I might just go back but not do the sparring at the end. Although then again, I nearly got uncut. That was drilling. That wasn't sparring.
Oh, God, honestly, I could just think of it just better things.
No, it's class.
Safer things.
Class!
Good for you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, long time listener, kind of jumped on the bandwagon, but enjoying it nonetheless. That's all right.
What?
You're allowed to be on the bandwagon. I don't know.
Hold on, how can you be a long time listener who's jumped on the bandwagon? Short term listeners have jumped on the bandwagon, surely.
I don't know.
Not that there's anything wrong with either of them things. Hey, he's long. As long as you're on the goddamn bandwagon, come on up.
What is a bandwagon anyway?
Don't know. Here we go. All right, let's go. Hey, Jamie, can you get that up? Jamie's just getting it up.
Who's Jamie?
That's off Joe Rogan.
Oh.
2 seconds. Oh, there we go. The origin of the phrase jump on the bandwagon. For those not familiar, when you jump on the bandwagon, it means you begin supporting a hobby, idea or person, etc. after it has become popular or successful. There we go.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
I'm trying to fucking find out.
Don't you shout at me.
The word bandwagon is a rather unimaginative name for a wagon that carried a circus band. It first appeared in print in the equally unimaginative titled book, The Life of P.T. Braunham something, written by a guy called that. I don't know.
Just means that you're catching on to something after it's been... Oh, anyway. That's explained nothing.
Back then, circus.
Usually, when you say, what does that mean and where's that come from? It would be like, back in 1905, Charles Bandwagon decided to make a wagon. And whenever everyone seen his wagon, they got on the wagon. And
everyone
that's why they call
shit.
It on the bandwagon. Yeah, but that's crap. Anyway, listen to this.
This is something about someone.
Listen to this. Too good to miss. Tra-la-la-la-la-la. Do I have a story for you?
Okay.
Back to the email. About one of your long-time listeners.
Ooh.
It says, no need to keep them anonymous. Anonymous. Because I'm pretty sure this situation is absolutely unique to them. You don't actually mention the name, so that's fine. So they are kind of anonymous. But I think
he
means...
just jumped on the fucking bandwagon.
I think
he
means that they'll know who they are. So, it says here, I am a normal person. Do normal...
Sorry, I had a mouthful of water there, and I do now believe that to be an email from an alien. I am a normal person who do normal things.
I do normal person things. I am a normal person, do normal person things, and assumed that all of my friends were normal people and also did normal person things.
Right, never assume that. And two, I don't believe you to be normal. I believe you to be weird as fuck.
Okay, well, it's gonna be about sex.
I get it, but, you know, I am a normal person.
How wrong I was, okay?
Okay, how are they?
So, being a normal person...
right, that's
now
it.
Now doth protest
I tell
too
you
much.
What, you have hammered this home so much.
Me and my wife like to go out with friends, go to the pub, have people over for dinner, etc., like all the other normal people do.
I feel like I'm reading their record of achievement at a job interview. On a weekend, I like to go out with my friends and I do sports and normal things.
I go to a pub. I come home from a pub. We had a party a couple of weeks ago where the drink was flowing and some secrets escaped from some of our friends.
Okay. Secrets escaped.
Secrets about their sex life, to which I am mind blown.
Okay.
But still normal. Now, I know there are fetishes and things people like to get up to behind closed doors. I'm sure we all have different turn-ons and weird shit like that going around. Okay. But their kind of thing just blew my mind.
Okay.
Can't remember how, but we got onto weird experimental things in the bedroom. In brackets, made me and my wife seem vanilla as shit, but each to their own. A few couples admitted they like the big A.
Apples. Anal. Right, sorry.
Others that they had tried threesomes. One couple a bit of leather and bondage. All the standard, usual kind of just out the box stuff.
I do believe that, this being their party, I believe they cock blocked an orgy this evening.
I feel like they have. Like they really have.
All the rest of them have been up for, oh yeah, we're that. Oh yeah, yeah, we're that.
Like that.
Yeah, we're dead normal. By the way, it's 9:30. Can you all fuck off?
Also, So all the usual kind of out the box stuff. Not this couple, no. They like dressing up as celebrity couples when they have sex, including using cardboard face masks that sometimes they order online or sometimes make themselves from internet images.
God almighty.
They would call each other by those celebrity names whilst having sex and pretend they were actually these people. Weird, right? Yes, but it gets weirder.
Oh God, no.
They said if they were feeling particularly adventurous, they would make the couples cheat on each other and mix random celebrities up with other celebrities.
I'm not having this.
If they were feeling really naughty, they might indulge in some same-sex celebrity fun. Apparently, they would stay in character throughout, and even after the deed was done, talk about how guilty they felt or how naughty it was cheating on their partner.
My God.
So me and my wife couldn't quite believe this, so we asked what celebrities they had masks of.
Don't.
They had the usuals, Posh and Becks.
Right.
Standard. Harry and Meghan.
Great.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, etc. But also a few more, let's say, lower-tiered celebrities.
Don't.
Like Jamie and Rebecca Vardy.
Right.
Tom Holland and Zendaya, they are not lower level. A-list. But that's fine. Yes, you guessed it.
No.
Chris and Rosie Ramsey.
Sure. No. No.
Yeah.
Mike, hey, I tell you what, though, we're keeping good company there, like.
Oh, he has named them. Can I say them?
No.
No.
Just in case.
It says my friends, and it says the names, have dressed up as you and had sex. Apparently, they have also made Chris cheat on Rosie before with some of the other celebs. Oh, who?
Who have I cheated with there?
Oh, David Beckham, let's hope.
I'll chug David Beckham. I mean, Posh, obviously Posh. Obviously Posh.
Please, as I said before, no need to keep them anonymous.
Just in case.
Literally can't.
I'm not getting sued for your bullshit.
Yes.
That's a couple of questions. Do you reuse the masks or sometimes are they unusable, i.e. have you spaffed on them? Are they wiped clean? Are they laminated? Second question, do you do the voices?
Oh, okay.
Because I do believe that would actually be, I think that would probably be hilarious and you would put it off. I feel like you'd have to
I don't think
your voice.
We could take sex seriously if we
doing voices.
Were being, you know, Posh and Becks or, like, you know, I just don't think we'd be able to do it.
Yeah, just thinking of his voice I could do. I don't know.
Lower tier celebrities, who could we do? About... Roonies. What about the Roonies?
I could go online, find a Paddy McGuinness mask. I'd do Paddy McGuinness. And then, but I wouldn't like to have sex
my
in the dark.
New colleague.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like
Paddy
to have
McGuinness.
Sex in the dark, though, because no light, eh? No light. Sorry. That's the only one I can do. Sorry, Paddy.
That's so strange
knowing that people do that. That's actually, I don't know how I feel about that.
Dirty.
It's very weird.
But at the same time,
but again, hey, I keep some.
At least we're getting sex somewhere.
Keep
good fun. Good.
Well done. You.
Well done. You.
Well done.
I enjoyed
hands.
That a lot. Yeah.
Very well
good,
done.
Good stuff.
Fantastic.
Do you know what it is? It's each to their own, innit? Maybe it's when the kids get older. Maybe it's when we will get like this. But right now, it's just a.
I suppose you've got to have a lot of time on it. A lot of time on your hands to go on like that. I'm sorry for putting masks on and that though. It's a bit strange, innit?
I don't like to, unless you're doing really disgusting, horrible things.
Yeah.
I don't like to judge. That's quite innocent to me.
It is quite.
That's
innocent.
Quite innocent. They're just like dressing up as famous people.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than standing outside the houses and waiting for them.
Yeah, yeah, but I'll do that, and I don't like being judged for doing that.
Yeah. Each to their own. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you so much. Sorry, just going to take me David Beckham mask off here. There we go. I'm me again.
David.
And me again. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch at shagmindannoid@gmail.com. If you'd like to wear masks of our face while having sex, make sure you do the voice or it doesn't count. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
There it is, right? And yeah, you can, you know, yeah, what was the thing I did on Taskmaster? No way! Yeah,
no
you can
way.
Have that one.
You have that one, right.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.